You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Scam movies, because we need a break from reality. We need to enjoy ourselves. Life is hard. And this was the silliest. We were texting during it, and I was like, I don't want to talk because I have so much to say.
I know. I was like, okay, the thing with movies in general for me during COVID mm-hmm. is that my attention span has completely broken during COVID. I cannot sit through a movie.
No.
I can barely sit through a show.
And I'm not going to. Like, if you tell me we're watching a movie, I'm like, that's nice.
I'm going to watch that in seven parts.
Yes.
Or whatever.
While I'm texting.
But yesterday, I sat down and did it. And I was like,
it was weird. Okay, so guys, we watched The Eyes of Tammy Faye, which I thought would be totally different because she won an Oscar for it. Jessica Chastain.
Yes.
Won an Oscar, and then they show the clip. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's this biopic. It's going to be, like, I was just thinking of, like, music swelling and, like, a whole feeling. And it was cuckoo crazy from the jump.
It was not what I thought it would be at all. I think I couldn't tell how much of that was because I'm broken. My head's broken
and I don't understand
movies. And how much it was just, like, this strange story.
It was so strange. It starts with her as a child, because it's showing her life. So, and we're going to talk about the scams involved in it, but it showed her life as a child. And I felt like something happened between when she turned a child to high schooler, like she had a lobotomy or something. Like, she got
really stupid. From child to Bible college.
Yes.
And suddenly I was like, okay, she's as obsessed with religion as ever.
As ever. And as a child, she like seemed kind of grounded.
And like just curious.
Just curious. And then like peed herself.
Although then she had that miracle for whatever happened. Yeah. And she was speaking Latin or something.
Yeah. The beginning of the movie is the funniest part. So Karen and I are texting because the story is this little girl wants to get into a Pentecostal church that is like a tiny church in the South. You're assuming like it looks like Shaker style, like very old timey. Everyone's like speaking in tongues and jumping and stomping their feet, and a preacher is talking, and she's looking in and she realizes she can't be there, so she runs away. And then she tells her mom, I want to be there, because her mom turns out to be the piano player. And the mom's like, well, you've already fucked my life over once for existing. You can't come to church ever. So the reason she couldn't come to church is because the mother was divorced. And
was she divorced?
That's what it was. That was all just divorce.
Okay.
All just divorce.
It was all just divorce. Oh, and that explains so much about the movie.
Yes.
Because she's so unhappy with Jim Baker.
Yes.
But won't leave.
Like, divorce is like you might as well have, like, beheaded somebody.
I really thought that, like, this was just a child of, like, you know, an out-of-wedlock baby.
No, it just was a simple divorce. She only had one child with this man, divorced him, then met some other guy, and you'd think she'd be happy.
Perfectly upstanding family.
She's the most miserable lady. Cherry Jones does not give her a break.
She's not happy. No, oh, my God.
I think the divorce, maybe she was upset she got divorced. We got to unpack that divorce because that's a whole show in itself.
Okay. Shocked it was divorced. It seemed like something way heavier than that.
No. That's it. And there's like four kids. And the child, Tammy, as a child, is standing around the table. And she's like, it's just because I'm a mistake and I remind you of the failures you had. Like, she just spells out the...
She just said
it all. I was like, she's going to get smacked. She didn't get smacked.
She didn't.
No, and I was like, that's impressive. And then she sneaks into the church the next day or next Sunday and starts speaking in tongues and hymns and then pees herself and now she's in it.
I didn't catch that part.
Oh, my God, that freaked me out.
Okay, that's so funny.
It freaked me out. They were like, and she's wet herself.
Same with, what is it, Stars Born, when...
I didn't even see that one.
Oh, my God, I almost said Ben Stiller. Who's the guy? Bradley Cooper.
He might as well be a Ben Stiller.
Stars Born with Ben Stiller. That I would watch.
And he's the character from Arrested Development. He brings, like, Hanukkah cookies.
Yeah, I can't do... I can't do, like, people wetting themselves on TV. It's so,
I hate it.
I'm just like, this is a big deal. Like, I recognize that we only use this story device when it's a big deal.
But also, this is TV, and this is my pretend place. Like, I don't want to see anyone peeing.
I need something lighter than this.
So much lighter. So then you fast forward, and it's like years later, and she's in college and is a crazy person. Like, as soon as she gets to college.
Oh, my God. She's like, first of all, I actually am obsessed with Jim Baker's preaching style, which is you should be rich. God wants you to be rich.
I would love that.
I'm like, that's amazing. I fully agree.
Yes. I would love some money.
As someone who's not rich, yes. I'm like, yeah, we should all be rich.
I think that's fabulous. I know. The whole time I was like, I love his lifestyle.
Yeah.
I would love a pool and everything to be in cream. Like, it looks beautiful.
Can you believe that rug they had in their house? It was like 6 inches of fur or whatever.
So shag. So guys, in the movie, okay. the colors, you got to get your eyes on this film. I don't even know. Good, bad, I don't know. Oh, we didn't say one part. The one part that was kind of weird is Tammy Faye as a kid that I texted Corinne immediately was when she's like, she was having her hands talk to each other. And she was like, I hate you. You go to hell. You're trash. And that was the funniest part.
Yes. Okay. When they did that in the beginning, I was like, okay, they're setting up that she's really into puppets.
Oh, I didn't get that at all.
I was like, the rest of this movie is going to be this woman built a career. Okay. I also got super confused.
Yeah.
I thought for some reason my brain was short-circuiting. And
that
I was
she
like,
was lamb chop?
This is the woman's lamb chop. It's literally what I thought was going to happen. I was like, holy shit. I had no idea. This is the story of lamb chop.
I had the same thought.
Absolutely.
I was like,
they don't mention lamb chop. This has nothing to do with lamb chop.
Lamb chop is so different. This is a pig with a wig. It's so different.
She burned the ears off of the pig. Wasn't that crazy?
She burned the ears off. Guys, it is crazy. So the beginning of this movie, like... Tammy Faye, they set her up. She's a psychotic person. Any problem, the solution is touch her husband's dick. Any solution is like be incredibly sexual.
She could not. She was so horny.
She was so creepy.
And then I was like, I'm not this horny.
No.
What's going on with me?
No. And then she's like, we got married because I guess we boned.
Yeah. It was so wild.
And there wasn't any element of, no, I don't want to criticize the movie, but I was like, is anyone on her page? Is she on anybody's page? Because even her mother is like, your disappointment as a child and your disappointment now. Everybody hates her.
Nobody liked her. And also, mm-mm. I liked her.
I loved her.
So I was like, what's going on? Like,
I really related to her.
I didn't fully understand like why people were like, kind of put off by her, because I was like, yeah, she's like chipper, I guess that's the problem.
But it was in the 50s when people were chipper, right?
People were chipper. And also, like, she's the nicest person here.
Yes.
And she's very good at singing.
Yeah, she did great.
Her music's really good.
I was listening. Okay, so the thing that, so I'll explain the story if you don't know the story, is that So Jim and her met in college, and right away he starts saying, like, we should be rich. We shouldn't be, like, suffering, this idea that, like, Christians have to suffer. So he's like, we don't need to suffer. We, like, God wants us to be happy, which is amazing. If somebody was like, I wish that was just my mindset, like, God wants me to be happy, I'll do whatever I want. That it's a very powerful place to be. It's very powerful and dangerous. So then they decide they're sort of, they're going to drop out of college. They're going to get married because they want to fuck, because she's, her solution to everything is fucking. Then they're going to create their own church, and they're going to be like the heads of their own place, which is, I can't imagine, like, what she must have thought as a human being, not the character, but, like, the human being being like, everyone thinks she's garbage, and someone's like, let's run the world together. I'd be like, okay, great. Like, I would totally sign up to do whatever he wanted.
Finally.
Finally. Yes, I've been talking to puppets my whole life. Now we can, like, you know, bone and be happy.
And also, he was into all the puppet stuff.
He was into
She was doing a lot of puppet stuff, like, in that bath.
Yeah, he was a turn on for him.
And he was like, okay.
I was like, if my husband ever spoke to me as a puppet to try and get laid, I'd be like, we're going to the doctor.
Yeah. Truly, like, okay, I, first of all, divorce.
First of all, divorce. It is on the table. It's a great option. This movie has got it wrong. Divorce is rules. Yeah. And then he's into the puppets, super creepy. And I felt like he was, then the next scene, they're the traveling puppeteer religious people, which works. Guys, it works. If you want to talk to kids into anything, talk like a puppet and they'll believe you. It really does work. It really does.
I do that with my nephew on FaceTime. Oh, I bought an Elmo puppet so he would be interested in chatting with me. It worked for like 3 months.
Okay, but that's so nice of you. He's like,
it was cute.
Aunt Corinne.
And then he was like, wait a second. Oh my gosh. I saw your hand. I saw your wrist.
Lewis, I did the biggest disservice to him. He was a very nervous kid. And one day, one of our friends, when this was beginning of COVID, he was nervous, probably because I'm nervous, but the dad dressed up as Santa Claus and Lou looked like he was going to shit his pants. Like, who is this person? We were at his friend's house. Like, what's happening? And so I said, like, Lewis, it's okay. It's the daddy. He's dressed up. Like, it's pretend. And sometimes people like to dress up. And so it helped him not freak out, but he would have peed his pants too, just like in that Pentecostal church.
Of course.
And then, though, from now on, anytime we see, like, any video of, like, Disneyland or something, he goes, Dad, that's fake. And he yells out loud, like, well, Dad, that's fake. That's not real. That's fake. And he's using it to, like, not creep himself out, but he is really ruining the magic. Like, he's
he skipped right over the magic.
He really
face.
Did. I really fucked him up. He was like, Mom, that's a fake. I was like, okay, I'm so sorry.
All right, sorry.
A friend's dad dressed up as Spider-Man for the party, and he was like, Mom, tell me who's inside that. Like, he's only four, and he's like, we got to get to the bottom of this.
Who's that?
Who the fuck is that?
So he's a detective is really what you discovered.
I guess he is a detective early. Way too early to be one.
too early to be.
To be so traumatized. Yeah, I took that out of his brain. But back to the movie, they go around the South getting money to be preachers, and people come and kids come, and they're charming the pants off these kids. Then he buys a fancy car to surprise her. Mm-hmm. She's immediately turned on, immediately goes to sex.
Yeah. Obsessed with that.
I really love it. And then the car gets stolen one day or gets taken by the bank. We don't know.
Unclear. Also, apparently that didn't happen in real life.
Yeah, I get that because it made no sense. Because a bank doesn't just come to a hotel you're staying at and steal your car.
I was like, they don't track where you are for your car.
No, they didn't have GPS then. No.
No way.
And it wasn't, they were also traveling town to town. So I feel like it would have been better if they said, like, they froze their accounts or something. But it was.
Yes.
It was bizarre. So
the car goes missing.
Yeah, the car is missing. But there's some weird things of, like, Jim, like, has this baby face where he's like, I think I paid it. I don't know if I paid it. So
I
was like, are you guys trying to tell us that Jim is, like, shady from the get-go? Like,
I think he is.
Oh, he sucks. But, like, I was trying to figure out, like, what were they trying to hint at? Some of that was too vague. Like, they were very clear on her sex life and divorce.
That
but,
was
like,
vague.
Jim was a little vague.
My impression was that Jim has not been making the payments because it's all an act.
Okay.
And they're not making enough money traveling as, like, this traveling circus right now.
Yeah.
So he can project wealth, but he doesn't actually have it right now. But then how convenient.
How convenient.
God's will. They run into the head of a network.
Right. And I don't think that actually happened either. And so there's a little bit of this movie that's like pushing the God's will pedal I'm like, all right, guys, like,
if as someone who wants to break into TV, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I have been dying. I've been at so many motels.
Or actually, that is how it works. That I is know. How it works. If, like, people are like, oh, I was at the mall. And like,
I fucking know. I have sent a new pilot I've written to like 15 people. Everyone's like, uh-huh. I'd love to read it. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the great. Business. This is what it really is. Like, yep. Not just the writing of a pilot, the writing, like, suddenly you're admitting to yourself you're a TV writer. That journey's over. Now no. It's just like, will you please answer my email?
Yeah. The most of the job is sending emails and networking. And you know what? I don't like that part.
I don't like it. Send me over in a cottage. Put me up. Put me in a Pentecostal house. I'd rather do anything besides networking. Yep.
Yes.
I love where this episode's going. Also, like, the people that are, like, half naked on Instagram, like, that's a way of networking, which I don't have energy for. I'm
not going to do that. There's no way. No. I'm too tired.
Just too tired. Honestly, like, I don't know. I have to shave my legs. There's, just, like, a lot happening in the world.
Yeah, there's, like, a lot of prep going into that I'm, like, I don't want to do.
So much prep to be sexy. There's so much.
Yeah. I'm like, well, which is why Tammy Faye is just always ready to go. And I'm, like, what?
She's down to bone. But so the actress, they put prosthetics on her face to look like Tammy Faye. I wish they didn't, because I just was staring at her prosthetic fake fat chin.
The whole movie, I was so distracted by her, like, wisdom teeth removal, yes. Like, cheeks. And Tammy Faye Baker really does look like that.
She does, but like,
it was so strange to, like, be seeing, you know, those photos, yes. Where it's like, we can, like, overlay, we can, like, predict what your child's gonna look like. Yes. And it's like a weird, like, combination of you and your partner.
Yes.
That's what it looked like, where it's like, oh, I see those eyes are this person's and this cheek is this person.
Yes, there's, like, spaces. It almost was like she had the wisdom teeth gauze in her cheeks the whole time. I was like, yes. Is she acting with also cheeks in her in her mouth?
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, and then the thing is that this, I don't think too much acting, like, I don't think prosthetics cheeks have come very far. Like, that's not, like, where, like,
nope.
Because you can really make breasts look really realistic. You can make a nose, like, but I don't think there's that much, like, time and research done into, like, pumping prosthetic cheeks, because this movie proved it. It was a terrible.
And yet, they did win the Oscar for makeup.
They did? That's what I was curious about.
So I think that they, yeah, it was one of those awards that I think was cut from the main, always cut. Like,
yeah,
show.
Of course.
And then they, like, showed it briefly. Like, they showed, like, applauding. A sped up version, yeah. Of it. Yeah.
Oh, my mm-hmm. God. Her, and then his cheeks. Andrew Garfield, is that his name?
Yeah, were those cheeks, or is he just way older than I remember him being?
No, he is young as hell. And, okay, guys, the movie had so many bizarre things, too. So his cheeks were poofy for fake cheeks. And then in the first few years of their lives dating, I feel like they whitewashed their faces. Like, it looked like they were in a filter the whole time. Like, they, like, yes. Smoothed them out, which was also insane.
I couldn't believe, I'm like, Jessica Chastain is actually in her 40s.
Yeah, that was an Instagram filter.
It was, I was jealous. I was like, wow, I need to get this work done.
Me too. I talked to my mom. I was like, I think I need Botox. She's like, we'll talk.
I love literally every time I'm watching anything these days, I'm like, I need Botox.
Botox is now, like, the calling card of, like, an actor. It's like, well, are you frozen from here on? So I couldn't stop staring at her weird cheeks. So they're, in the movie, they have this moment that somebody from a Christian network says, we love you. We'd love to have you do an episode on our network or something, like, be a guest. And then they finagle their way into being a guest. And then live on air, Jim, when they're supposed to do, like, crazy, cutesy puppet hour, says, I'm starting a new show.
Yeah, was that, like, a twist?
I think that was part of, they were trying to show this scamminess that Jim did, where I don't even know if that's real or not.
He just forces people's hands into, like, saying yes to him.
It was a live, like, taping of their TV show, and he said, and we're going to have a new one coming out, because they showed the scene before that the owner of the network said, no, we're not doing that. So instead of having another conversation, he just says, we're doing it on TV.
I actually really respect that
Me
move.
Too.
I do think, like, that's what you God. I do think that's how you have to get it done.
Me too. I was like, that's brilliant.
I did write a pilot once where a woman did exactly that, where she was like, and I'm happy to announce I'm the new whatever.
I love that.
Wait, I think that also happened in the morning show.
Did that?
That's like how Reese Witherspoon got on the you know, Today Show. That show is cuckoo bananas.
I haven't
That whole
seen
show
it.
Is a scam.
That whole show, I can't even.
To the audience of like, oh, you're telling me this is a thought out show?
That show too is like all these like movie stars. I'm like, can you just give us a second? Can you just let actors be? Can we get one part?
I know.
Just go do a movie, okay?
Cool it.
You all have Oscars. Just go away.
Also, like, take a break.
Do
a sabbatical.
Go rent a house in Maine. Okay, meet some squirrels and give us a chance.
We'll apartment swap for one reason.
Yes, let's swap. I'll VRBO my tiny closet. Oh my God. Yeah. So, okay. So Jim is an icon. Like, is a scamming psycho icon. I do appreciate what he did. So then they start to do, he has his own show. Because what he wanted was the Tonight Show of religious TV. And he called it the 700 Club. And if you've ever turned on the 700 Club, it is nothing like the Tonight Show. It is so disappointing. I remember like it would be on, we watched a ton of PBS as kids, and it would come on like after we watched Arthur or something. And we'd be like, no! Because they looked like a bunch of old, wrinkly, like goblins talking about the newspaper.
That must be how I remember it. I was like, this is so familiar to me, but I don't know if I've ever seen it.
It is the ugliest set. It's set up like it's like in a church basement with like two chairs. The fact that he thought it would be a Tonight Show is the funniest thing. That's like the funniest
that
bit
is
of the movie.
So funny.
and they sit down and they're as old as hell. I feel like the second he started, he just was like, his hair turned bright white. Like, he just looked like an old man right away.
So old.
So old. And like, just the pacing is old. And it just, and it's, and then it went on, it's gone on for like years. It might still be going.
Isn't it still on?
Probably. I think it is.
That was in the epilogue of the movie. It was like, and to this day, oh, I actually did look up what Jim Baker's up to now.
What's he doing?
He's still alive. He is still preaching on TV, but now it's not about wealth. It's about the apocalypse. He became an apocalypse preacher.
That checks out.
Like, of course he did.
Of course he did. I thought you were going to say, because I figured his new preach would be about forgiveness. Like, I went to jail. Jesus loves me. He'll forgive you. No, it's about the apocalypse.
It should have been.
A lot of that.
Should have been.
Wow.
But it seems, I mean, this was one line in an article I read.
No, that's fine. That's all I need. Also, throughout this, Jim is really mean to her. And then he might be gay.
He might be gay came out. And I was just like, that doesn't justify how mean he is.
No, I wish they had started like any clue of his struggle early.
Yes. He's like total side character.
And psychopath.
And psycho, like, so mean.
So mean. So mean.
And, like, not kind at all. Oh, my God. When Tammy Faye had her second kid, and he was just like,
I was bawling. I mean, I wasn't really crying, but I was, like, thinking I'd be sure to cry.
I was so mad because I was like, actually, Tammy Faye just found true love and didn't really cheat on you yet.
No, she just broke her water on some guy.
And he was like, something crazy's going on here.
Guys, we're ruining the movie for
spoilers
you.
To what could have been a happy ending.
Spoilers. Oh, my God. Yeah. So, Tammy. Okay. Jim has his own show, The 700 Show. Then he goes to also announces he's going to create his own network called, like, Praise the Lord Network, PTL.
Yeah.
And so in Praise the Lord Network, they are closer to the Tonight Show, sort of like an I Love Lucy, like with the bongos and stuff. It kind of looked like that, like a little bit of like that stage show. And Tammy Faye in this is doing a lot more singing, and her singing career is taking off, which we were saying she's a great singer and I like her tunes.
That one song she did in the studio, I was like, this is a good song.
It is great. And also, I'm like, if you're singing to me that everything's going to be okay, that's what I need right now.
When she was singing it, even on the TV, I was just like, you know, I think she might be right.
Jesus does love me. Even though I'm Jewish, he does.
Yes.
Oh, I would
even
be
though
so...
this has nothing to do with me, I do think it's about me.
Even though this is a farce, he loves me. Like, you know, it's like in a farcical way.
He loves all of us.
Yeah, everybody. So then we take her to the recording studio where she's finally given some attention. While they have this TV show, she can never actually talk with Jim. He's basically telling her, like, she's an idiot, she sucks, she's a loser, she's late, she's early, whatever it is, he'll pick at her. And then she's in a recording studio with this recording engineer, and he is, like, the sexiest man in the world.
I know.
He is so beautiful.
And then he's saying, like, the nicest things.
It's incredible. That I was like, just, I want to watch this. I want to in real time, that experience.
Yes.
Because I
kept
cutting back and forth. I was like, can we spend more time? It was a long 2-hour movie. I was like, can we just let this sit? Because.
Yes.
He's beautiful.
I wanted that to be where it ends. And I'm like, I'm happily ever after. Tammy leaves.
I wanted her to take the prosthetic cheeks off of her and say, be yourself.
She rips them off one by one and then is like, let's get out of here.
Let's do it. Holds on to her love handles and her cheek handles and just says, it's time. So, but in this show, she's so cute. And Jessica Chastain is like so charming and sweet.
Yes.
And like vivacious and lovely. And then they go like they're about to kiss, which is like, oh my God, oh my God. And she straddles him and then her water breaks and she has to have a baby.
I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. And he even stayed with her. I think like if somebody broke their water on me and it was our first kiss, I would be a little overwhelmed. But he took her to the hospital.
He took her to the hospital. It was really cute. And he stayed there.
I know. And I'm just like, then he left, but I really wish he hadn't.
I know.
Oh, so while this is happening too, you're seeing Jim like tickle fight with his producers and his engineers. The engineers are really the catalyst in a lot of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Jim and he are like having fun and being goofy. And so both of them are unhappy. But again, we go back to you cannot divorce or else everyone will hate you.
And also Jim is such a little scammer that he like made Tammy Faye feel like she's the problem.
Yes. And so she's.
Which I hated.
I hated it too. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I could sit through and go line by line and find out what's real and what's not. But I'm not going to.
No. Because this is. In fact, the movie's canon. And
this is all we're doing at this moment. This is the light summer of Scum. But when he came in, so Jim came in and just made her feel like shit immediately for cheating on him while she's holding a baby, like after her body's like not even sewn up. Like,
no, I know. I was like, what is going on?
Yes. And then they explain that she is so depressed after the baby is born, obviously. And then they put her on all these pills. And I'm like, hi, it's me. Like, when babies are born, it's a tough time.
It's a tough time. We can all be a little nicer to Tammy Faye right now.
Yeah, I was like, I would have loved a couple more pills. Like, it was real loopy loopy. And then she's taking these pills like a champ. And it was the most relatable.
It was really, I did like, seeing someone that's one of my big COVID changes too is like I'm medicated now.
Yes, it's the best.
And I'm like, I get it, Tammy Faye.
Yes,
I get it.
Keep going. Me too. And then there are moments where she was like, I'm going to take care of this by eating 7 pills. And I was like, I hear you.
I know. And then she did. She put like 4 more in her hand, and I was like, see how this goes. I don't know.
Let's see how this pans out because I'm interested. It doesn't go well. She almost dies, but also like. Nobody cares. Nobody's watching her. Everybody was mean to her. Her mom, you never saw her relationship with her kids. That was sort of severed.
That, I really wish we got more of that.
Me too. And like the son is crying and she's like drugged up in the bed. And it sounds like you hate her at this point, but you really love her.
You still love her. You still love her. You're still like, this isn't her fault.
This is not her fault. And so she rings some sort of bell. You never see anybody coming to help her or anything. So somebody takes care of the kid who answers to a bell. Then she goes down the stairs and you see the luscious living room that they now have. They live on a lake, like all of the money from their television network. They have these like call centers saying, support us, please support us. And they usually do it by having some sort of incredibly emotional episode. And then they're like, and the lines are open. So 1-800, you know, pay us now. So the house bought this from all their like parishioners' money.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. People who go to the parish.
So she comes downstairs and you finally get the look of this gorgeous living room that they've spent all of their people's money on. And the shag carpet is like 17 inches tall.
Oh my God, it was so thick.
So thick. It was the most like 70s, 80s, gorgeous, tackiest design I've ever seen. And on her little drugged out mind, she convinces someone else to work with her husband.
Uh-huh. I know. She's still good. She's still
so
good at this work.
Good. She's so charming. And that all I believed. Like, I did believe that, drugged or not drugged, the real Tammy Faye could just walk in and be like, I love you. You love me. We love God. Let's go. Like,
let's go.
There's something about it. I also want her to bone that guy. You know, she's so sexual.
I know. The guy who she was sitting in the back of the Jeep with.
Yes. I was like, can you go fuck now?
Wait, I think she might have in real life because she had a second husband after Jim in real life. who was like a general contractor for mega churches. And I'm like, I wonder if it was that character.
I wonder if it was him. We won't know. I don't have time to look for that. We won't know
because I guess I don't retain enough information.
No, we don't know. Okay, the thing that kind of threw me with this movie was watching Jessica Chastain's Oscar acceptance speech before the movie. She talked all about how gay, bi, people of color, people queer, everything, like how they deserve acceptance and love and everything. Now, that's amazing because the actress said that and that was part of her speech. But I thought there would be more of that in the movie. And what you just saw was her creepy ass husband.
It was like two scenes.
2 seconds.
Two scenes.
And she says, you know, she likes the gays. But I was like, I want to see her in, because if you Google her online, there's all these like amazing pictures of her with drag queens and her with all these like gay icons. And I was like, let's pump up the gay.
They didn't do that at all.
No, they didn't do any of that.
I'm glad you mentioned the drag queen thing because I haven't seen the real Tammy Faye's connection with the LGBTQ community. And I was wondering like, no, we can't just celebrate someone for saying like, the gays deserve to live once. And then we're like, this person was an icon. Thank you for your allyship. I'm like, no, they need to do more than that for us to praise them. But it seems like maybe the real Tammy Faye did.
I think she did. I think she did a lot more. And at that time, like, not only, don't even get me started with divorce, like, you couldn't be gay. Like, my God. And so also what the pressure that we're seeing is that Jim and Tammy are kind of fighting against a Baptist church that is very, like, intense, doesn't want any singing, dancing, no puppets, no gays, no gay puppets.
No puppets.
It's really intense. And that's why it's trying to show Jim's reason for needing to spend so much money and kind of trying to, like, get the best of them and, like, make more money than them and make his own, like, bush gardens or something, but religious. Like,
bush gardens? Really. That's exactly what it was.
He's like, and then we're going to have a tram here. And it was just crazy.
It's like all rides that are 3 inches off the ground.
And like one sad giraffe that they're like, God wants him here.
All right.
Hey, he told me. He texted me. So this whole thing's happening. And Jim is having weird affairs. Tammy's sad. And then Jim decides that she has to basically beg for her forgiveness on live TV and talk about being unfaithful. I was so upset. And during like another call-a-thon where they were raising money, and they raised a fuck ton of money again.
Yeah, because again, he's just using Tammy Faye as his pawn
constantly
for more and more money because he knows that no one cares about him.
No.
They're just charmed by Tammy Faye.
And also he uses her as the butt of the jokes. He uses her of like the stupid one. Like he just takes her entire life experience and smears it to make as much money as he can.
Yeah.
And so when all of this is happening, he is doing basically like the Ponzi scheme of like stealing from Peter to pay Paul. And he's taking money and billions of dollars from his investments, you know, from his religious organization, putting it into like construction, putting it into contracting, saying he's putting it into the church. But a lot of it is put into his own personal bank account.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're like, but we also built homes for women in need.
They loved saying that. They said it like 5 times. They're like, there are single women. It's like the single, not sickly, not destitute. And they're just like, these women don't have men. Okay. They need a house.
No, just single women need help. Yeah. That's the perfect excuse to build your own mansion.
Your own mansion.
Because you helped 5 single women.
These 5 ladies, you know, don't know their names, don't know anything about them, don't know how many kids they have. They are really our ticket to take care of ourselves. Now, I will say to all the, you know, angry people, all the newspaper articles, he said he wanted to be rich from the get-go. So really?
He was transparent about this from the start. I know.
The most honest he's ever been.
Yeah. And you know what? Here, my question is like, Tammy Faye was into this.
She was.
Like, she's a charmer for
sure. But she loves the money.
She liked the lifestyle.
She did. She did. Those cheeks don't lie. They were
so
happy.
And her mom called her out on it.
Yes.
Her mom called her out on it multiple times, at least in this movie.
Yeah.
And Tammy was like, just look the other way.
Yeah, and was like, look, God loves it. I love it. Like, their creation of God, which is very similar to a lot of the scammers in religious space, they just sort of double down real hard on what they think God is, whether there's been any proof or any evidence. They're just like, no, this is me. This is me.
And like, as luck would have it, I'm the center of this God's plan.
Loves it. Wants me to be rich. Wants me to have waxes. Wants me to have tans.
Wants me to get waxed.
God wants these nails to be 6 inches long and my shag rug to be 16 inches long.
Yeah. God wants you to have permanent lip liner.
Oh my God.
He told me.
That is so funny. Cause that is the jump too. So you're seeing Tammy every single excuse she has is that God wants this. And in my mind, I was like, could I ever say to myself, it's that like weird, creepy voice in the back of your head that she's calling God. So it's like,
yeah, she's calling God.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to sit in bed and have like boatloads of like banana splits and like have somebody do my hair and makeup. Can I say, is that God? Maybe it is.
Is that God?
Maybe.
Well, what's worse is that so many of the thoughts in my head, which is why we're medicated, are not nice to me.
No.
So it's like, imagine saying that that's God.
Yes.
I'm like, God thinks I never should have said that in seventh grade. Or like, God thinks that it's really embarrassing I did this yesterday.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Head, I have like the horrible things, and then the good things are like slightly passing, but I do think they have that good idea that if anything's negative, they say it's the devil.
I know. I was like, this is actually brilliant. And this is what they're doing today of like,
yeah,
saying that, oh, the manifesting media is out to get us. Oh, manifesting.
I am so about manifesting.
I'm full in on manifesting. My TikTok feed is just women being like, here's how you can manifest.
That one little tiny girl who like she met the old people at the place she worked at, and it turns out they were the writers of the book. Did you see that girl?
No, but I believe it.
She has her own house now.
Okay, next time she's on my feed, or hopefully I get her now. No, I keep getting this woman who's like, pour a glass of water and it's your old life.
Oh.
And then pour this other glass of water and it's like all the things you're trying, like you're trying to manifest. And then there's something involved where you like chug them like really fast or something. And I'm like, I don't know if I have the energy for that this morning, but
I manifest that you pee your pants.
One of these days I'm going to wake up and like,
and have to pee real bad or be real thirsty. Oh my God, that's so funny. Yes. Okay, so Jim and Tammy, anything that was remotely good, they pushed hard, which again, I don't hate. And then anything that was bad, they called it the devil. But that was sort of like fascinating to be able to separate your thoughts so strongly in that way. They're like, look, God wants this for me. Any pop into their head was God. So what's been happening is that her water broke. Now they have their own network. They're very successful. Yep. They gave 700 Club to the guy, that old guy. So there's an old guy on 700 Club now forever for the rest of our lives. They have a brand new network. They're making so much money. They have 50 million viewers. Like, an incredible amount of people watching, they are very successful. And then I think the cracks start to form when he said, I mean, the cracks were there and were like musings of it. But when he said, like, she cheated on me and kind of broke that during that like fundraiser, yeah. That's when everybody started making fun of her even bigger, because she was being made fun of on her own network. They were basically, yes, saying, like, God wants us to really make you feel like shit.
Yes.
And suicidal. Like, it was just really intense. That
really tipped the scales.
It really did. You know, when your own network says you're trash. So, or your own husband. So then people start to investigate and people start to call in, and it's been told that Jim had sex with a man on top of another woman. It was bizarre. It was so bizarre and so creepy.
Yeah, I really do want to know more about that, but also I'm like, I don't know.
Me too. I did Google, well, until my computer shut down, I was Googling all of Jim's scams. So I have here, televangelist Jim Baker is indicted on federal charges. This is in 1988.
So I guess Tammy Faye really wasn't like all knowing about this, because she didn't serve time.
She didn't serve any time. And it's really interesting because in the movie, Jim said, I'm going to be a gentleman for you and I'm going to take the fall, because they started to get like followed by the feds and stuff. And he's like, I'll take the fall for you. I'll do it all. And like, he has creditors out for him and everything. He never took the fall for her ever. So I kind of think that was fake. I kind of think it was,
yeah,
just they didn't have enough charges on her. So I think they sort of romanticized it that he was a good guy at the end. But I firmly believe he would have thrown her under the bus if he had enough evidence.
Yeah, I think he would have been like, and she was part of it.
Yeah, and her creepy eyelashes killed everyone. So I have here, it's indicted on December 6, 1980. Baker and Han, the woman, had a sexual encounter in a Florida hotel room. And Baker paid Han over $350,000 to remain silent. So that's also where a bunch of money went.
That's so much money.
Yeah. They also in this article said she claimed she didn't want to be in the spotlight, but she also posed for Playboy. And you know what? You can also not want to be in the spotlight and pose for Playboy. That's,
yeah,
I mean, that's your right. You can do whatever you want. So the Bakers, this is from history.com, so you know it's old and and poignant.
History.com. Yeah.
The Bakers had a talk show, Elements, featuring celebrities, music, comedy. With all of the money from their programming, they built a 2,200-acre resort called Heritage USA, which featured a studio large enough to seat 1,800 people. So 6 million, wow, people visited the park in 1986.
6 million people went?
Yes. And it's
in 1 year?
Yes. And placing it behind only Disney World and Disneyland in terms of attendance. So it was right there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I really underestimate the religious community. So
I say you put God and put in a puppet and you really can like change the world.
Yeah. Maybe we need, our pilots need to be faith-based, I faith-based think, if we want to get anywhere.
And we need to get some meetings with some puppets on our hands. <We're> yep. Like, look. Look, guys, let's get over here. Okay, so it says here on history.com that although the evidence was not particularly strong, Jim Baker was convicted in 1989 and sentenced to 45 years of prison. They divorced while he was in prison, and that's it. So,
and that's it.
And that's it. And I really wanted to get, like, when we were texting Corinne, you were also like, I want to know, is she dead? Is she alive? I wanted to get my eyes on her. Like, I wanted to see more about her. What did you think about her when you looked at her, when you looked her up?
When I looked at the real Tammy Faye, I think her look made more sense to me, because I wasn't, like, searching for the Jessica Chastain within,
yeah,
the look.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I saw her, I was like, oh, she actually looks like a grandmother, or, yes, like an aunt, or like a friend's, you
the
know,
goofy lady, yes,
parent that we love.
And they showed, in the very beginning, they showed that like she had too much makeup and she said like, this is me, my eyelashes are me. And I was waiting for that part in the movie too. We never saw the evolution of her eyelashes, which was a real disservice.
No, we didn't. They conveniently left that out.
Yeah, I want her to go like, oh my God, fake eyelashes are amazing. Like, they show her in like, yeah, a lot of mascara, and then suddenly, uh-huh, she's Tammy Faye cuckoo with the crazy eyes. And I want to, yep, see like how she got there. That's very important.
Yes.
Oh yeah, she married Ro Messner.
Yeah. So I'm thinking if it was that, I'm wondering if it was that character. I didn't catch his name in the
so.
Film.
I think it was I him. So. I think it was him. Okay, so let's see.
It seemed romantic.
I know. So they had a South Carolina lakefront home with gold-plated bathroom fixtures. And
oh my God.
Yes. Oh, also, which was so crazy, is that they talked about, they So this whole time you have the villain, which is like the Baptist guy played by Vincent D'Onofrio. Is that his name?
He really looked like the real guy.
I know. Okay, so Vince D'Onofrio played it. He was wonderful. And he was sort of the only one that was against him. I wish that they had shown more of like the U.S. government, probably like you're doing illegal things.
Yeah.
But it says here in, so he, they show Jim Baker telling Vince D'Onofrio's character that this is how much money they make a year. And then he did a press conference and like it wasn't confidential. And then he told everybody how much money they made. So it says here in Wikipedia, another amazing article, that Roe was convicted of bankruptcy fraud, having claimed to owe nearly $300 million over to 300 creditors in 1990. He faced sentencing.
Oh my God.
Wait. Oh my gosh. We're going to have to back this up. Roe, her ex-husband sucked.
Wait, this is the common thread is Tammy Faye.
I know. Okay. This is insane. Okay. So Tammy Faye, she did marry property developer Roe Messner. And he had a contracting business that built much of Heritage USA. Okay. So that was the guy from the movie. But then Roe was the one who produced the money for the $265,000 payment to Han, the sextortion thing. So Roe produced the money to pay off the woman who was, you know, silenced with money.
Right.
And then in 1996, Roe, the guy who she married, was convicted of bankruptcy fraud, having claimed to owe nearly $30 million dollars to over 300 creditors in 1990. As he faced sentencing in 1996, he said he could not afford to treat his prostate cancer because he lacked health insurance. He was sentenced and served 27 months in prison. What? Okay, so then she got that's interesting. That's interesting. I want to know that she got married to the other crazy guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
She was nice to people with AIDS.
She was nice, but she was nice to people with AIDS.
I did think that that was really sweet and special.
So special.
And I'm like, I can't imagine having watched that. Like, I do think that if I was, I'm imagining being a very conservative Christian, I would be like, wow, this, she's right. We should be nice to people.
Yes. And then she was just saying, like, can we just be nice? I think she was also probably the only one saying that at the time. The only one on television. The only Christian. And so I can't get over the fact that that was also taken out. Now, my husband and I were joking because we're like, you, like, it's never satisfying to see a personal biopic because you're like, there's so many levels. Like, you know, you have like her great grandson that's like, well, what about Christmas in 84? Like, or whatever.
Yes.
You know, like, that was a huge party nobody talked about.
That's so funny. That's exactly what I was saying, too.
Yeah.
When it was over, I had watched it with my fiance, Eli, and we were like, actually, I don't think I like biopics. I think I just want a in-depth documentary, multi-part, multi-episode series of like all of the weirdness about this.
Totally. And then I was finding, because they did splice in like real footage in the very beginning. And then I found myself Googling, because as we're watching it at home during COVID, I'm like on my computer the whole time and I'm Googling what the real lady looked like. And then I'm looking at the prosthetics and it's like, yeah, at this point, I think we just want to have a breakdown of what actually happened.
Yes.
You know, which this episode is not giving the listener either. So, you know, we're okay. But Tammy Faye went on to make four biographies. She wrote four books.
Whoa.
Tammy's a big, big writer. She has a lot to say for somebody who's very loopy.
She's very ambitious. I'll give her that.
But because God's telling her. So it's like,
because God's in her ear?
God's in her ear. He's not in mine. Get him over. Okay, let's look at the scams of Jim Baker. Uh-oh, this is a recent one. This is from June 2021, so Jim can't quit. Televangelist Jim Baker's church to pay $156,000 to settle case involving fake COVID cure. You guys. You guys.
Oh, my God. You'll never – I don't think you can be, like – well, he went to prison. He didn't like get rehabilitated for his scams. Like, I think that of course he's going to keep scamming.
Yeah. He had viewers of his religious talk show convince people into purchasing fake COVID tests during the early stages of the pandemic.
He was pushing fake tests. That, remember March 2020 when it was like no one can get tested? We don't have enough tests.
Under the terms of agreement, he did not admit to any wrongdoing. Of course he didn't. Wow, this guy sucks. So Missouri Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt originally sued Baker in March 2020, yeah, way back there, in order to prohibit the TV minister for selling silver solution, which came in gels, lozenges, and liquids as a treatment for the virus on the Jim Baker show, on his streaming show.
No.
Yes.
No.
Schmidt's suit said that Baker and his guest named Cheryl Selman, referred to by Baker as the neuropathic doctor, falsely claimed the product would cure COVID in 11 episodes of the show, February to March. Those broadcasts,
wow.
Baker offered to supply the product to viewers who contributed $80 to $125 to the church. Oh, so you had to pay $80 to $125 to the church, and then you
and
get
send you
the fake pill.
The
wow.
Snake oil.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
What a vulnerable time, too.
This guy crushes it with, like, that's what this piece of shit does.
Yeah. He's really, like, he knows exactly what's up and exactly how to get me.
He has the pulse on life, which is so disappointing because so many other people should have, like, a pulse on what's popular, you know, and, like, what's happening. And, like, he does.
I know. We need to give this gift to other people.
Yeah, so many other people could, like, really be trendsetters than this guy. Ugh. Okay. Oh, this says Jessica Hahn, the one who they had silenced before the sex scandal. She was a 21-year-old church secretary. So, you know, that's also upsetting. Well, okay, just add to the pieces of shit.
Well,
I hate this. Prior to his resignation, this is way back when, he reportedly generated more than $100 million annually.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't realize that. $100 million. Wow, so this garbage dumpster man just keeps growing. You know,
he just keeps going. They always do.
They do.
Always do.
Because God told him to. It's so miraculous. And it's also what drives me crazy is that they say, like, I'm forgiven. Like, they forgive themselves, which is such a, like,
yes,
obnoxious, like, old churchy white man thing of being like, well, look, God.
Yes.
It's like, who forgave you? Nobody has. We also think you're shady. What are you doing? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a journey. So, so your overall thoughts on the movie and then the overall thoughts on the scam.
I just love, it was a visual, like.
Visual treat.
Feast. Uh-huh. It was so fun to just be staring at all of the funny house decorations.
Yes.
And the, even like the fonts that they used.
Yes,
for the, like.
Totally.
When we were jumping time, I was obsessed with the look of this movie.
Me too.
As a movie, I think I was just like, okay.
Yes.
It's like. That was a story.
Yeah. As a movie, I was like, this is too much.
It's hard to write a biopic.
It's too
fast.
And
this is a successful version.
Still not great.
I am not a biopic person.
Yeah. Still not for me.
I'm just not a biopic person.
No, it's not. Yeah. Win all the Oscars you want. Doesn't work for me. And also, I will say the transition between child who's brutally honest about being a failure to Tammy Faye speaking to puppets was just so fast. You know, I wanted to know.
So
I wanted to see her, like, fall down a flight of stairs. Like, did she have a lobotomy? Like, did something happen that she changed her whole being?
How did we get here?
How did we get here? Maybe she took pills when she was young. Like, that would have made sense if, like, she had some sort of, like, seizure.
Like a Queen's Gambit, kind of.
So, yeah. And then I also wanted Jim to, like, have worse things happen to him. Like, I didn't really want to, like, it kind of put him in not the worst light. And I wanted him to look worse.
You know what it was? Like, I think I'm so bothered by people who prey on poor people.
Yes.
For, like, it really grinds my gears.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So to know that Jim is still doing it.
Yeah.
And, like, did it at all and were, like, I don't for a minute want to sympathize with this man.
No, I don't. And I think they need to show the more trash of him. And the fact that now this article came out from Forbes, so we're getting better with our sources, in June 23rd, 2021. So this movie came out, and after it was shown that he's like a piece of trash, you know, horrible person, so they could have put a little more shit on Jim. But they make it Andrew Garfield as if he's like this sad, nervous gay guy, which is not Jim. Jim was, I mean, he might have had homosexual tendencies, and that might have been like a part of his life, but there was nothing like feebleish or nervous about
him. It seemed like, I don't want to use it as an excuse for why he exploited people.
Yeah, just because you're gay doesn't mean that you can tell people you sell fish oil, basically, you know, as a cure.
Yeah. I'm curious, though, if Tammy Faye was like welcoming to the LGBTQ community because she knew Jim
might have been gay himself.
Yeah.
And was like, I just want to love everyone, including yeah. Jim. I'm just more curious about, I don't think we got much of Tammy Faye's inner story.
We didn't.
We got like none of it. It just seemed like everyone was being so shitty to her.
Right. And, like, she just seemed like repeatedly abused.
Her response was just to be more, she was like, well, I need to escape instead of seeking like any kind of supervised help.
No.
Or like, I need to just become like more and more like beautiful in yeah. my vision of what that is. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted her inner life.
Yes.
Like, what is she thinking? She has to be aware that this money is going to the wrong place. She's buying mink coats.
Yes. And she's buying them for other people, and she's buying them for her daughter. And
yes.
she's like treating people. And like, there's just this, they did show occasionally her just smiling, going like, you know, it's God's will. But that was really the only defense anybody ever gave.
Yes.
Not
yes.
like, you know, this will make me feel happier, or this will make you feel happy. Like, sort of, there was no other emotional element besides. Now, that might also be like the point of the movie, that like it's just like this blinding yeah. decision.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I just want to see an evolution of those lashes. You know, like, how did
yeah.
we get here?
Show like, me the lashes.
Show me how we developed. Because in a lot of ways, she is a style icon. I think she looked beautiful.
she is. There's a lot about her look I can take into my everyday life.
I really loved it. I loved it. I was watching going, I like her. I want to be friends with her. I want to be friends with when
she really was so charming.
So charming. I thought that was incredible. And I wanted to be friends with her when she was stoned. Like, I thought like all of this was fun. Her work with the Diet Coke can, I just loved it.
Oh my God. She always has the can of Diet Coke in her purse. I was like, I get it.
I love it. And she took out a nail file to open the can because she didn't want to break a nail.
Because she's the nail.
I wanted
genius.
And I wanted to see about her nails. I could have spent more learning about herself and her clothing and makeup choices.
We don't meet her beauty team once.
No.
I wanted to see her getting her nails done. She must have confided with her nails tech.
Someone who said, like, this might be too long, and she's got to give the reason why. And
yeah.
she convinced someone to tattoo
lip liner. Do you think it was black when she got it put on, or did it, like, become black?
That's really smart. I don't know. I think it was, like, the deepest red, and she's, like, a fair lady,
yeah.
and it, like, looks terrible. And then, because I also want to know what people, like, where did she go get that done? Was the tattoo artist like, this is, you know, verging on being very racist on you?
Like, was it a tattoo artist, or was it like one of those places that are like, oh, yeah, we do permanent makeup now. Like, no certificates, nothing.
The before and afters of like people's eyebrows that are like across
their head.
Yeah, they
did like a weekend, like weekend workshop for Botox certificates.
But that's really like my price range. So like, that's probably going to be my experience.
I say that and it's exactly the Groupons
it's
I'm
exactly,
like
exactly. I thought that was so, yeah, it's so funny. I wanted to know more about, they showed her at home a lot doing things by herself, but I wanted to know what was happening at that time. You know, like what,
yes.
was she
yes.
buying things on? I bet you she bought a ton of stuff on the TV. Like I bet I would want to see her on like the shopping network. I bet she did that.
Oh, you're so right. She would.
She would. Because she would see somebody just as excited, just as like preachy, and she would have been like, they're good people because I'm a good person. And
yep.
I bet she had, if she was alive now, I'd give to talk about the Home Shopping Network with her.
She would be a true icon.
She like, really would.
She would be at every Pride.
Every Pride. And I think she was, though. I mean, I looked at some photos.
Yeah.
I think she was at a lot more, and that was missed, too.
Yeah.
So I don't really, the show was just like to show how people like beat up on Tammy Faye, and then that there was something shady going around behind. But would this be a scam that you approve of? Not for me. And then would you think you could pull this scam off? Do you think you could?
Okay, I think that I think I could pull it off.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do. I do think I could pull it off. I think that I would have to sever like any of the Christian guilt I was raised with.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I would have to somehow get over that. But I do think I, in a dark headspace, I can
yes.
certainly manipulate someone and be like, no, 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 this money's going to go towards the thing. And like, I skim a little off the top. And to be clear, have never done that.
To be clear,
have no plans
we will
to
never
do that. I describe in detail how I would do it.
<I know. laughs> Oh, constantly. We watch a movie and I'm like, Alan, he slipped out the back door and then slit her throat. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I have,
like it's obvious.
I have these very dark solutions to problems. Yeah. So I do get it. So yes, I think I would pull off the skimming because I could convince myself that like we are creating a view to others of like how they want to be,
yes,
and making, yes, a fun, happy place for them. But the could not tell people fake COVID and could not.
Oh my God.
Could not, no. Also, like, I don't think I probably would sit there because I could be duped into sitting there feeling like shit and then people calling and giving money. Like, I feel like.
Here's the thing. I think this is a scam I would fall for.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I could pull it off, but I can definitely fall for,
yes,
it.
Yes.
I would definitely be like, well, what's $40 if it's going to cure my COVID? Because if it works, that's priceless.
I'm laughing at you. Yeah. Yeah. If these lashes work, look who's looking good.
But what if it works?
I think she should have, like, definitely sold a lot of makeup because I would have bought that makeup. I want those eyelashes now.
She should have, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, I think she did have a beauty line, but maybe I'm making that up.
Well, let's just say she did. And I...
She would.
She was before Last Teas, and she would have, like, really, really thrived with Last Teas.
Oh, my God, you're right.
You know, that's really the tragedy. Forget these millions of dollars for these people's homes. She missed the Last Teas time. She died too early.
It's funny that she looks insane in this movie. Like, Jessica Chastain looks crazy, but the real Tammy Faye looks even crazier.
Crazy. Looks crazy.
But so warm still. I'm like, so lovely. I do think we'd get along. I think we'd be great friends.
I also, like, wanted to, like, watch more of her interviews to just sort of, like, watch the way she charms people. Like,
yeah, at the very end, they had the, like, yeah, brief press conference, and I was like,
I want to see this.
Yeah.
I know.
So especially funny. Just to think of a real person breaking out in song during a press conference outside of a courthouse. Like, think of that actually happening. It would be amazing.
That is so funny. You're right. That is so funny. You're totally right. We need more
people to break out in song in courthouses surrounded by lawyers and, yeah, like, security.
And everyone is just like,
wow, Jesus. It's found a way through her.
Yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel and the mic. Just like,
that is so funny, Corinne.
Yeah, I agree. I think this movie just gave me such a jolt of joy because...
It really was so fun.
So fun. It was just so fun. It was just so fun. And they really didn't show a lot of the sacrificing and sadness that I'm sure people experience. Like, they...
Yeah, there's no victim. No. Like, you don't look at the faces, no, of any of the actual people who were, like, scammed out of money.
No, people who mortgaged their homes. Yeah, none of that stuff. So, yeah, so that's a, yeah, really nice... That makes you feel good. And then really the only victim is Tammy and her Diet Coke addiction, she claims. So it was just fun and goofy. And I'm, like, obsessed with her. Like, I want to know about Tammy now.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, so... I want to know everything.
Yeah. I want to be your friend.
I'm going to buy her albums.
I will. I'm going to buy 4 of her books, figure out if I can, like, understand them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it so much. This was so fun. Where can people, like, politely stalk you online?
Politely stalk me. I mostly post on Instagram.
Great. I know she does, guys. She's great.
I do. I post the stories. I'm not really a grid person.
Nope. I think I'm going to clear my grid.
Yeah, I honestly think I will too. It's so, I hate going through it.
I hate looking at
my own grid.
Yeah.
My handle is Corintellectual. It's intellectual with a C-O-R at the beginning.
It's so good.
It's an old handle. You know, it's like 2009 handle or something.
Mine was Cutie Katie 87. Like, it was so stupid.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
I love it.
So that's mine. But yeah, I post there the most. And then CorinneCaputo.com is, like, where all my fun work is.
And she's really funny. We need funny at this time. We need
funny.
Funny. For sure.
This time.
Thank you so much, Corinne, for coming.
Thank you.
And thank you to Tammy Faye, you know, for, like, shining light. Thank you to prosthetics. Thank you to puppets, you know.
Thank you to Fun Fonts.
Oh, thank you, Fonts.
The fonts in that movie were so good.
Fabulous. Thank you to High Rug Pile. Like, I just love it. I love it. I loved it all. It was so cuckoo crazy. And thank you to Cherry Jones for being in her own movie the whole time. Like, she was in her.
Yes. Oh, that was much appreciated.
She was in her own movie. She was. Anytime they cut to her, I was like, you're somewhere else.
I was like, I think this is the audience stand-in. Like,
not a stitch of makeup, looking just miserable. All freckle-faced, and, you know, that's something I relate to, but just, like, just miserable, like she was in a, like a History Channel documentary, you know?
Yes.
But
yes.
Really doing the best of that, the best job.
She's the best at it.
She's the best at it. We crushed it. Oh, this is so fun. Thank you so much, Corinne.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.